Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're on Masechet Yevamot Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet. About to take a look at the third Mishnah, and this is the sixth parak. Almana lekohen gadol grusha v'chalutza lekohen hediot min ha'erusin, which means that so far they have only become betrothed to the forbidden one. Lo yochlu b'truma, they may not eat truma, which means if they are benot kohen, they are now banned from truma. They disagree. We will find out that the first opinion is that of Reb Meir. We'll find that out immediately in the Gemara. Now, let's say that they became widowed or divorced from that forbidden relationship. If they had actually gotten married to the forbidden Kohen, then they are forever psulot. But if they never got married and they were divorced or widowed from Erusin, then they may return to eating truma of their father's house. That is, of course, provided they don't have children. Of course, that didn't happen because they're only Erusot, and they never had relations, of course, with this man. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, Kal v'chomer. His argument is why in the first case, when they only had Erusin, at that point, it should be Nifsal. Ma kedushei reshut en machilin, if a bat kohen has kedushin with the Yisrael, she can't eat truma anymore. Kiddushi Aviralo Kol Shekein, so certainly if she has wrong forbidden Kiddushin, Tamrulo, so evidently Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon respond, Lo, Imamartu Kiddushi Rishu Shekein Lachim Makom Acher. That Yisrael, who is your basis for your Kal v'chomer, can't feed anybody. Tamamu Kiddushi Aviralo Shekein Yishto Lachim Makom Acher, but this Kohen, who should not have betrothed this Grusha, on the other hand, he is someone who has the power to feed others, so therefore he cannot invalidate. Now, Ptsua Daka Kohen Shekadesh Bat Yisrael. Here we have an interesting case. You have a Kohen who is a Ptsua Daka, which means he's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. We'll deal with what a Ptsua Daka is later on in further Prakim. But it's invalid to marry. He thinks that Rabbi Shai thinks that that would, whether or not this Bat Yisrael is now Nifsala from Truma ever, is depends on this machloket. According to her mayor, and this is the way that Rabbi Shai explains her mayor's position, a woman who is anticipating, meaning she's sort of destined for or intended for a biyah that would invalidate her, already cannot eat. So therefore, this woman who was would have biyah with a psua dakah and would invalidate her already may not eat. And they would say she still eats. So we say, Mimai, we don't necessarily accept this equation. Perhaps Rabbi Elazar Shimon only say that our proper Kohen, who improperly had Kiddushin within a Grusha, he is still somebody who could feed others. But so a doctor can't feed anybody. Lo. Okay, so perhaps they would agree with Reb Meir in that case. But here you could argue that Ptsua Daka also has the ability to feed. If he himself does eat Truma, this being a Ptsua Daka doesn't prevent him from that. And if he betroths a Bat Gerim, who he may be allowed to marry, the discussion later on, then he'd be able to feed her. But that's not true, because Rabbi Shai himself, who's the author of this statement, was asked by Rabbi Yochanan whether Ptsua Daka Kohen can feed his Bat Gerim wife. For Lo Pashile, he didn't have an answer. So that's why Rabbi Shai would not be able to say with certainty that the Ptsua Daka does have an outlet of feeding a wife. Itmar, Bayamar, Huil Machilam Belo Yada'ah. He has a different reason. Since the Ptsua Daka would feed the woman if he had never had relations with her, meaning they had Kiddushin, they got married, and then he became a Ptsua Daka, and then he never had relations with her again, she could still eat. She never had a Bia Psula. Rav has a different reason, because the Ptsua Daka can still feed his slaves. Why didn't Abaye like Rav's reason? Because Kinyanish Yalfinan. It's more appropriate to learn a case of Ishut from another case of Ishut, as opposed to Avadim, which is a different track. For Rava lo amar kabaya, why didn't Rava like kabaya? Shani hatma shakwar achlap. That the case that Abaye is bringing up is a case where she was already eating properly, and then the Ptsua Daka happened, the guy became Ptsua Daka, and that you can't apply to a case where she never did have that relationship. because it was a Ptsua Daka before she married him. Abaye says we do not apply that principle that once she was already eating, she continues. Because if that's the case, then you'd have the very strange result that a Bat Yisrael who married a Kohen and then the Kohen died, she'd continue eating because she'd already been eating. Rava says, no, those aren't the same. Hatam paka kinyane. Here, she be, in that case, a Bat Yisrael who never ate Truma, nothing to do with Truma, married a Kohen. Her only connection to the Truma was this Kohen. The Kohen then died, so her only connection to Truma is gone. She has no kids with him, and therefore, she doesn't eat anymore. However, hachalo paka kinyane. Here, she was married to a Kohen, she's eating Truma, the Kohen became Ptsua Daka, she doesn't have relations with him, she's still married to him, there's nothing to remove her from Kuna. Okay, Gufa, let's go back to this question of Rabbi Yochanan and ask Rabbi Shaya. Ptsua daka question of Sabbat Kerim Mahu Sheyachanan Betruma. So the answer is, Ishtik v'lo amar lei v'lo midi. Rabbi Shaya had no answer. Asofat agavu Rabba Achrina, another great man came, let's see who this is, Uramine Milta Achrita, and asked Rabbi Shaya a different question. Upashale, and he gave him an answer. We don't know who the person is, we don't know what the question is. Manu Rish Lokish, then we find out it was Rish Lokish. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Nesir the Rabbi Shaya. So now, Rabbi Yehuda, who was the patriarch, turns to Rabbi Shai and says, "At Rabbi Yochanan Gavar Rabbahu." So now he thinks that Rabbi Shai gave an answer to Rish Lakish, but not Rabbi Yochanan, out of deference. So Malay took away Mina Milta to late by Patrib. The reason is because Rabbi Yochanan asked me a question that has no solution. Now Laman, Eila Rabbi Yehuda, let's have to see why. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who as we will see later on, says that a Kohen Ptsua Daka may not marry a Bat Gerim. So, whether or not the Kohen who has become Ptsua Daka is still has Kedushat Kohuna, which means he's not allowed to marry a Bat Gerim, or he's not allowed to marry he's allowed to marry a Bat Gerim because he's lost his Kedusha. Either way, she can't eat Truma. Because either he has his Kedusha, in which case he's not allowed to marry her, or he's lost it, in which case he doesn't eat. Tahamamar, Bat Ger Zachar Kavat Halal Zachar. Right, so we have Rabbi Yehuda himself saying that the daughter of a ger is like a daughter of a halal vis-a-vis kahuna. And if, on the other hand, he's not bikudushato, then his marrying the ger, that anybody who's not allowed to marry into the Kahal can't marry Ger either. And he's a Ptsua Daka, which means he's not allowed to marry her. So either he's still a Kohen, and she's a Gioret, and a Ger is outside of the Kahal, or else the Ger is inside the Kahal, in which case as a Ptsua Daka, he can't marry her. So either way, it's wrong. According to Rabbi Yossi, the famous machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi about this thing with Kohanim and Gioret, according to Rabbi Yossi, he says that a ger that married a Gioret, the daughter could marry a Kohen. And so therefore, either way, he could, he's allowed to marry. After all, Rabbi Yossi says that Lo Yevo B'Kal Hashem does not include gerim. So either way, he would feed her. So El Aliba da Haitana, he says, I'm asking according to the following Tana. He said, Nan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mer, Eisha bat gerim lo tinaseh lechuna ad shtei imam Yisrael. That you have to have a Jewish mother, a born Jewish mother, in order to be able to have the daughter to the girl marry a kohen. V'achikim v'ayleh. And this is what I was asking. This is Rabbi Yochanan was asking according to this. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that the woman can't eat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear she can't eat. So I was only asking according to Rabbi Zman Yaakov. Kashut mitosfa ba v'yachla, odil makadusha mitosfa ba v'lo achla. So the question, which made me not be able to answer was the following. That kashut mitosfa ba means that the concern about what makes her Imam Yisrael okay is that the concern about being psula as a gioret is gone, and for now for she's okay for a kohen, or perhaps that she now has kedushat kahal Hashem, but that doesn't give her kashrut. So Toshma, let's see if we could solve it. Hiata Biyacha Brachin Lamidaroma Atavaitim at Nita Biyadei. He came from the south of the Brighta. Minam of Tzuot HaKakoin Shanasab Bat Gerim Shemachila B'Truma. Here we go. If Tzuot HaKakoin married a Bat Gerim and he could feed her Truma. From Koin Kiknan Evich Kinyan Kaspo, Hu Yachal Bo. Hu Yachal Bo. Laman, Ilam Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ben Kshatei Kabin Amam Kshatei Kai Lo Achla. That Brighta can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda because either way she wouldn't eat. Either Rabbi Yossi Lamalikra, Hamar Ben Mishatei Kabe Lam Mishatei Kai Achla, according to Rabbi Yossi, the way she would eat. Lavi Lo Bezum and Yaakov, Shmamina Kashut, it also Bavi Achla, Shmamina. So we see that according to Rabbi Lozum and Yaakov, who's the only one who could be the author of that Brayta, that the Ptua Daka who marries the Bat Gerim may indeed eat Truma, which then would be the solution to the question. Because now, this regular Ptua Daka Kohen who marries a Bat Yisrael is somebody who has the ability to feed Makom Acher. Okay, Itmar. Rav Amar Yesh Chupa Lipsulot. Which means that if a Kohen takes a Nisha that's prohibited to him, all right, and let's say she's the Bat Kohen, it brings her into the Chupa without any Kiddushin, just in the Chupa, without Bia. That counts as a Chupa, and therefore, she is immediately nifsala forever from truma. Shmuel Amar ein chupa lepsulot. Chupa independently doesn't do that. Shmuel umodeli Abba meaning Rav agrees with me. But tinoket pruta bat shalosh shanim v'yom achad hove ein la bia in the chupa. Says if the girl is less than three, since bia doesn't matter, doesn't count, isn't considered a bia, therefore her chupa is also not a chupa. Amarav af an namitanina. We have a bright that supports that. Bat shalosh shanim v'yom achad mikadesh v'bia v'im baale hayavam kanaat. Once a girl is three, then bia counts. Chayavin alem mishum eshet ish. And by the way, if she's betrothed, then somebody has bia with her, you violate your chayav for adultery. Tamat bo alata mishkav tachton kelyon, she has tumat nida 100%, with all the implications. Niseit le kohen ochelet bitruma. If she marries a kohen, she can eat truma. Balachad mikol psulim psala. And if she has bia with one of the psulim, she becomes psula from kuna. Only 3 years old and up. Pasla b'chupa, and therefore she becomes psula b'chupa. Therefore, the bia of a girl less than three doesn't do anything. It's not called a bia, and doesn't invalidate her. Therefore, pasla nam b'chupa. Therefore, her chupa would be meaningless. Shmamina. Rachama yesh psula b'chupa l'psulot. So this whole issue that we're discussing, b'nai machloket, her main role is over Shimon. So he tries to backdate the machloket between Rav and Shmuel to our machloket about between Rabbi Elazar and Shimon. Between Rameyer and Rabbi Elazar and Shimon. Rameyer, Damar Kiddushin, Pasli. Because Rameyer says, after all, Kiddushin in our Mishnah invalidate her. This Bat Kohen Grusha, who adds Kiddushin with a Kohen, immediately is invalidated from Truma. Chupin Ami Pasla. Chupin should also do that. Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, Amri Kiddushin, Lo Pasli. Chupin Ami Lo Pasla. Now, umimai, who says the equation works? Del ma'ad kamal kamar meir hatam alo kiddushin de kanila. Kiddushin is a real kinyan. Chupra lo kanila chupra is not a kinyan kiddushin. Well, maybe it's meaningless, like Shmuel would say. Inami ad kamal kamar rabbalaz rabbi shimon hatam. Perhaps they say it's okay. Ela bi kiddushin. De lo krivi labia. Kiddushin is a formal transaction. Chupra de krivi labia. Chupra, you bring her into your house. It's getting close to bia. We generally assume bia. Charami de pasla. Which means neither side is stuck in consistency here automatically. Perhaps chupa lepsulot is a machloket of these tanaim. The Tanya nisu zuvazuk sherot upsulot oshnechasu lechupa velo nivalu ochlot mishalov ochlot bitruma. We have this brayta, which reads as follows: these kind of or those kind of women, meaning sherot or psulot, and married a kohen. Oshnechasu lechupa v'lo nivalu. They had chupa without bia. Ochlot mishalo v'ochlot b'truma. The kohen has to feed them, and they can eat truma. Time out. Nechasu mechal d'nisu. Nisu mamash. So nisu means they really got married? And the heck are they truma? Alam gon shnechasu lechupa v'lo nivalu. It's one case, meaning sherot or psulot had chupa without bia. It says they could eat truma. Uktani ochlot mishalo v'ochlot b'truma. So that seems to support the idea of yesh ein chupa l'psulot. So Bishwam Rosh Bruka disagrees and says, Chuppah alone is going to be equated to Bia here, and if Bia would prevent her from eating, Chuppah would also. So Mimai Dilmar Bishmam Rosh Mayor Sphere, maybe he just holds like Reb Meir. Kedushin lo achla. He says that Kedushin could already prevent her, and therefore that's why the chuppah is a problem. And not because of the chuppah itself, that we posited chuppah without Kedushin. Hi, Koshin Biatamach Latan Chupatama Chilata. If that's the case, Koshin Biatama Chilata in Kaspama Chilata. Then he should have gone back to the issue of Kiddushin, not the Chuppah. So Dilma, I Amar Tanakama Chuppah, Amar Yonami Chuppah. That doesn't necessarily solve it. It's possible, that since the Tanakama was, addressing the issue of Chuppah, so he also mentioned the Chuppah, but he may agree indeed that it is the issue of Kiddushin itself, and therefore it's possible that we don't have anybody who says that chuppah is the issue, and that everybody may agree with Shmuel that ain chuppah lipsulot. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with in our next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.